Sūpātipāno bhagavato sāmi. contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duty, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, promising none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none show anger or ill will, wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and outwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views. The pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Once again, to make the mind peaceful, to prepare it for doing the final loving kindness meditation. And now we begin the process for generating the emotions, the power of metta, of loving kindness. We open the lotus flower on our heart to reveal the golden ball of loving kindness, to stimulate its power, which is an object, an imaginary being, upon whom it's so easy to develop these feelings of warmth. With sincerity, we imagine this little kitten, puppy or baby, in order to generate powerful feelings of compassion. In this mental exercise, we convince ourselves of the need, of the desperate need, for this little being to receive our love. So we use all the powers of visualization inside to see a being who's so thin, who's so hungry, who's so cold, lonely and frightened. This little kitten has known only pain, has never known warmth and kindness. This little being brought into this world and then abandoned, unable to really look after itself. Whenever it's gone close to another being, it's been chased away, scratched, bitten. The wounds are not just on its body, but the wounds of hatred and violence are on its heart. So when you see that little being, it cowers in the corner, shrinks back from you from fear, born of past horrible experience. And you need to generate your metta, your loving kindness, even to coax it to look at you, to allow it to come towards you rather than shrinking back. Little being, you are so small, so hungry, so lonely, and here am I, so big and powerful. Little being, don't be afraid. I give you my gentleness, my softness, my care. Little being, I truly wish you well. I will never harm you. I will never cause you hurt or pain. In fact, I will protect you from other people or other beings' hurt or pain. Little being, the door of my heart is open. My beautiful loving kindness is pointing straight at you, and only for you in this moment. Dear little being, please know you have a friend. Allow me to care for you, to protect you, to feed you, to warm you, to be your companion. As you spread energies of loving kindness, of care, of protection, this golden energy of love pouring selflessly out from you at this little imaginary being who so desperately needs your kindness, somebody's kindness, somebody's warmth and protection. If it doesn't receive it from you and quickly, that little being will shrink back into a lonely, cold corner and die. Die the horrible death of pain and fear, never knowing softness and beauty in its short life. Now you're giving it that softness and beauty, the tenderness of life, which can heal all wounds, which can warm the freezing cold of rejection. It can bring joy and happiness to all beings. Now it's for this little being. As you look in its eyes and find its fear beginning to waver. This little kid thinking, maybe I can trust this big girl, this big woman looking at me now. You're giving it hope. And it dares to follow that hope as it comes timidly towards you. And you bring out your hands to it. With the power of loving kindness, care, good wishes, you build trust in that little being. Trust enough that it allows you to touch it. You can feel its body pulsating under your touch. Its fur so dirty, its bones sticking out. So cold, this fragile, tender, vulnerable little being. It's so easy to fracture and break. There's nothing there. Skin and bones, a little heart beating inside, just hoping beyond hope that you won't hurt it. You pick it gently up, its little legs dangling, as it allows you to. It allows your love, this great risk, to allow someone to be kind. It allows that. You bring it to your own chest. And very gently you hold it next to your heart. So that these forces, this power, this energy of loving kindness can flow more directly, more strongly into this little being. It needs food, it needs shelter, but more than that, it needs metta. Loving kindness, a friend, warmth, care. And now you bathe it in this golden glow of love, of selfless giving. Little cat, little kitten, I will always care for you. I will warm you, feed you, look after you. And the times when in life it's so hard, when you're afraid, when you're hurt, when you're in pain, when you're cold, when you're hungry, when it's anything you ever need, you can always come to my heart, and I will find the energy, the resources, the time, the power to turn your pain into joy, to turn your loneliness into companionship, to give brightness to your life, to give warmth, to give joy. As you hold this little kitten, and you see the stiff body start to relax. You feel the warmth going back into its body. Though it's yet hungry, your love will feed it for the time being. It knows it has a friend. It looks into your eyes and says thank you. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for saving my life. Thank you for your metta. As you warm that little kitten more and more, and the golden glow from your little ball of energy starts to grow bigger and stronger as it passes through your chest into that imaginary being's chest. You can feel it tingle on the skin above your chest. There's a power, there's an energy growing there. You look at that little kitten, who is now purring, half asleep, content, safe, knowing that now its pain and troubles are over. It has a friend, it has a place, it has security, it has tenderness, which each being needs in this life. It's wonderful to see two species, different species, different sizes, caring so tenderly for each other. who spread his beautiful warmth of loving kindness in his little kitten, as much as he can, keeping nothing back, keeping this sincere exercise as a way of generating the immense power of loving kindness to a being who so desperately needs it. And once you have received the feeling of loving kindness, once you can touch it with your mind, and you know what loving kindness is, not as a word, but as an emotion, you know that emotion, you feel it in your heart, in your chest. And once it's strong enough, once the fire has been lit, then you can gently put that little kitten or puppy or baby down. And you think of a real being, someone who may be in this room or they may be thousands of miles away, someone who also needs your love, a best friend, a companion, a mother, a father, a child. It can be your lover in this life, someone you really care for. Who is it? Now imagine them, as if they're standing maybe 1 foot away from you, standing facing you, you facing them, looking in their eyes, and realizing what they have in common with that small little kitten. They may look fat and well fed, they may look strong, but inside their heart, we've all got this little kitten mind, so afraid of pain, disappointment and rejection, so afraid of life sometimes when there's no one there to care for us. Your best friend also desperately needs your metta. All beings need metta. So now you give it to them. You pour out this beautiful energy like a stream of golden, flowing, loving energy. Pour it straight into their hearts, as if there's a golden channel, like a radiant beam coming from your heart into theirs. My friend, my companion, I truly care about you. In this moment, all of my life, the whole energy is just for you. I truly wish you well. Your happiness is my only concern. Knowing the power of a mind, I take all that energy, all that power, and channel it to you, just for your happiness, for your well-being. If there's any pain in your body, the power of this determined will, I will ease that pain. May all the aches, the illnesses, the sicknesses disappear from the power of my mega metta loving kindness. If you have any fear of what you may have to face today or the next days of your life, knowing that there's somebody here supporting you, encouraging you, behind you, may the fact that my loving kindness is flowing to you give you strength to face the trials of your life. May you be without fear, best friend, companion, lover. May you never know loneliness, thinking you have to face this by yourself. Whatever struggles you may have in this life, know that I am behind you, beside you, holding your hand, encouraging you on. Never think you have to stand alone or walk alone. My loving kindness, my care, my energy means that though you may be a long way away, I am standing behind you, beside you, with you. This is loving kindness, this beautiful energy and power. Gives courage to your best friend. But more than that, it gives your best friend, your companion, the highest gift of peace. With all of the striving, working, struggling in life, my dear friend, the peace of my heart, which I have known in this meditation retreat, I give you that gift, the most precious gift which I have. I give you peace of mind. My dearest friend, my loving kindness, this beautiful energy, is now carrying the gift of peace. May you, my dear friend, experience peace, the stillness, the beautiful, wonderful silence of the mind, the stillness of the heart, where you want for nothing, where at last you find contentment. My dear friend, I give you the ultimate gift of Nibbana, peace, contentment, the freedom from wanting, my loving kindness, empowered by wisdom, gives you this greatest of gifts. As this golden light becomes pure, pure wisdom energy flowing from your heart, spreading your peace into their hearts. Can you imagine what they feel now? They also enjoy this beautiful taste of freedom, not knowing where it came from. One mind to another mind, one heart to another heart, connecting through the energy, through the electricity of loving kindness, pouring out for the other person. As you notice, the more you give, the more you pour out. The stronger, the bigger, the fuller the resources, that golden glow, that light, that ball of energy grows ever bigger and stronger. The bank account of metta is just increasing beyond all bounds. And now, you put aside your best friend. Not forever, just for the time being. As you remember, or rather visualize, all the yogis in this room. These people have been your companions for the last 9 days. You've been sleeping alongside of them. You've been sitting alongside of them. You've been eating next to them, sharing the chores. And just like you, there have been times when it's been so hard. There's been times when it's been blissful. There's times when you haven't been able to sleep. There are times when you've been afraid. There are times when you've been like a little child, so lonely, so afraid, so lost and confused. There are times when they've been like this amazing, enlightened being. All of these deserve loving kindness. There's this beautiful golden glow of acceptance and warmth and well-wishing. Just so gently embraces every being in this room. As if you could imagine two arms, two imaginary supernatural arms coming out from your side and joining at the far end of the room, giving everybody this incredible hug of acceptance and warmth, drawing everybody closer to you, so close until we merge into one being, a being made of love, of metta, of golden glow. So everybody mixes their loving kindness together to say, may we all be at peace. May all our pains and sickness, those aching throbs, those searing, burning pains which we experience from time to time, may all that just disappear through the power of our combined metta. Whatever we have to face when we leave here, may this energy, this power, give us a force to overcome all the obstacles in our life, the courage to endure until we win through, the energy to forgive, to work, to love, to care, to follow the Buddhist path of gentleness with energy. It gives us the power to do good for the world, to help, to serve those who are in pain, who are lost. As we bring all this energy together, may we be happy and well, be free of pain, free of fear, courageous, and this beautiful energy of peace inside of us, this golden ball of loving kindness, this grows, bringing us together in peace and harmony, in power to walk forward into the world for the happiness of others. And now we think of those others. As we spread this power of goodwill and serving others, the energy is built up inside, the energy of life, and then goes out to all sentient beings. This is being a human. We care for others. And now that caring, being focused on, grows and grows and grows until it becomes an irresistible force which starts spreading over the city of Ipo. Imagine about this golden wave spreading over. You can see the front of the wave. In front it's dark. Inside it's golden light and beautiful and warm, spreading wider and wider, spreading over the houses, the forests, the orchards, the mountains. All the little monkeys and little animals in this forest this morning, they can feel the power of our loving kindness if we spread it right over them. If you're hungry, we will feed you. If you're afraid, we will protect you. If you're sick, we will heal your pain. Animals, human beings, birds, invisible beings, those in the ghost realm seeking desperately for a rebirth, know in this moment the power of my loving kindness, the energy built up through 9 days of meditation. That is merit which I transfer to you, the loving kindness, the pure bliss, the energy of my heart. As you spread this beautiful loving kindness like a tidal wave which sweeps away not life but sweeps away pain and fear, the tidal wave of compassion spreading over the whole country. May all beings in Malaysia, may all sentient beings be free from fear, be at ease, be enjoying this moment. May they speak kindly to their partners, to their parents, to their children. May they speak kindly to the people who work for them, to their bosses. May they speak kindly to the ones they meet in the street. Like my power of loving kindness, bring such warmth to their hearts that they show that warmth to others. So the anger and the violence and the separations of our world all pulled down and replaced by companionship and friendliness. May all the thoughts of violence be healed by the power of my loving kindness as I spread this energy to all beings. May it make them put down the guns and the bombs and instead stretch out their hands to their enemies. Just like I stretched out my hand to that little frightened cat, warming away the fear, the revenge, the hatred, this incredible, irrational power of loving kindness. So I spread this energy which I visualized is now a golden radiance, a beautiful honey balm spreading over the whole of this planet. May all beings, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, they all partake of this incredible forgiveness, this acceptance beautiful feeling that the door of my heart is open to every sentient being in this universe. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, my energy, my love, not hatred, not rejection, the energy of love, of metta, just pours out to every sentient being, not just in this planet, the whole universe. Connecting, joining, healing, helping, consoling, encouraging, to give this unbounded loving kindness to all sentient beings. To remember your mother and how she looked at you and how she cared for you with selfless love. Now you give that same selfless love to all beings in this universe. May all beings be free from pain. May all beings be free from sickness in this moment. May they all be free of fear and thoughts of violence. May all enmity just vanish away from the power of unbounded, immeasurable loving kindness pouring from my heart like a flood. Like a radiation, so powerful, it reaches every corner. Imagine the world smiling now. It's a moment of peace, of friendliness. Energy just knows no bounds. Pouring out from your chest. Feel it, imagine it, and it becomes real. Giving your energy, your goodwill to all sentient beings, no matter where they are. Before we close, now imagine yourself, time for you, this little being sitting here, for so many years through this life. Think of all the disappointments, the terrible pains you've experienced when others have let you down and you've trusted and you've been hurt. When you've had a pain in your heart greater than any pain you've experienced in your body. The fear, the loneliness, the terror. Now give yourself that beautiful loving kindness that heals that pain. Noticing there's a power which doesn't really belong to your heart or my heart, but which is common to us all. Saying to yourself, the door of my heart is open to that energy now, which forgives, which heals, which lets go. Which sees the pain of the past, the emotional hurt, soothes it, heals it, makes it magically vanish. So what was once just a horrible, terrible, painful experience is now soothed. The feces became fertilizer, and the fertilizer is now this mango. The power of loving kindness we turned around. We have this beautiful feeling of joy, of peace, of acceptance of yourself with all your history. May my past, my present, my future be free from all pain. May my past, my present, my future feel the joy of acceptance, May I have the lightness of the birds who can fly through the air carrying nothing. No enmity from the past, no bad feelings, no fear or worry for the future. May I be free like those birds. May I be still like the air in the early morning. Still like the forest in winter. Still like the hearts of the enlightened beings. May my heart not tremble at life, but embrace it. As it gives these amazing thoughts of loving kindness to this little being, this packet of energy called you. As you hug yourself, warm yourself, and look upon yourself with the tenderness of your mother, may I be happy and well. May I be free from all suffering. May I know the peace of Nibbana, the joy, the stillness, which wants for nothing. Freedom I feel now, this acceptance, this oneness. May I dwell in that forever. As you made this golden glow of loving kindness, still and peaceful and pure, lingering in your body, making every muscle, every bone, every piece of blood, every organ, every hair tingle with energy, spreading loving kindness to every part of your being, like bathing it with perfumed water, making it pure and fragrant with the power of loving kindness. This golden energy heals, protects, energizes, so that you will have the power later on to share with others, to forgive with others, to walk together for the betterment and happiness of all beings. Beautiful golden light, reaching its purity and power. I wonder sometimes how you can keep that in this little white lotus. But that's the only place where it lives. It's the only place where it deserves to be kept. So you put it on that lotus once more, just above your heart. Even though sometimes you don't want to put it away, it has to go away. To protect it as a seed, as a source. Close that white lotus. Incredibly soft and beautiful and delicate petals. Around what is even more soft and powerful. Beautiful, pure, selfless, unbounded, unconditional loving kindness. The most purest of things you'll ever know. And close that little lotus. And there is beautiful lotus. Right above your heart. Securing, keeping unbounded loving kindness. Be used at any time, at any moment, whenever it's needed. Ultimate forgiveness, kindness and goodwill towards you and all beings. Just hold it there until it comes time for our breakfast.